The last time we spoke to Southport, it was just ahead of their huge FA Cup replay against Tranmere, and subsequently they unfortunately lost that in the second round, but it got them some much-needed cash, and by the looks of how things have gone since then, plenty of confidence as well, because they really have made moves up the Vanarama National League North, and they are closing in on the playoff spots as well. So ahead of their game tonight in the Liverpool Senior Cup, let's speak to their manager, Liam Watson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great to have you on. And you must be really pleased with how things have kicked on over the last couple of months.
Yeah, it's been a nice turnaround. Obviously, you just said last time you spoke to us before the Tranmere game, we were never going to win the FA Cup, but we've got Tranmere again tonight in the Liverpool Senior Cup, and it's a competition we want to try and win. So, looking forward to the game.
Well, it's the quarter-final stage. Rylands are already through. They beat AFC Liverpool last week. Prescott Cables are through as well. They beat Lower Breck in January. Widnes against Everton is the other tie. And then tonight, as you say, Southport against Tranmere at Hague Avenue. So this competition, it is great for the lower league teams around Merseyside, isn't it?
Yeah, and to one thing we've done, we've treated the competition with respect. And last few years, Southport haven't, they put, you know, weaker teams out, which is wrong. That's in my opinion. But we've treated both the Liverpool and the Lancashire Cup properly. We've got a semi-final in the Lancashire Cup on the 27th of this month. And we'd like to progress to the semi-final of the Liverpool Senior Cup. It'd be nice to try and get to two finals in the one season.
And as anybody involved in football will tell you, winning just puts loads of confidence into the team. It becomes a good habit as well. So it doesn't matter what competition that's in, it benefits you in the long run.
I always think that, you know, the hardest trophy to win is your first. And on the ones you win, you get the feeling of winning. And it spreads rapidly. And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure we win something. I think it was 2012, the last time the club won something. So if we can get a bit of silverware, hopefully, definitely one, hopefully two. And try and really set us up nicely. And who knows where it takes us. If we have a run in the back, the last third of the season, like we've had in the middle third of the season, well, there's no reason why we can't finish in the top seven or eight.
Have you noticed the way that the club have performed in the cup competitions helping you in the league as well?
Yeah. Well, obviously, we've got an awful lot of publicity via the FA Cup, but you know, people forget, we've actually played six games in the FA Cup. So it's a lot of football to get to go through. But again, once we actually went and we were having a really bad run of form, and then we went to Kidderminster and won on the Saturday away from home, and then on the Tuesday we played in the Lancashire Cup, put a very strong side on, beat Clitheroe 6-0, and then all of a sudden the little run started forming.
And hopefully that will continue tonight, as you mentioned. I don't think Tranmere are going to quite put out a full team. Them and Everton don't tend to do so, but there'll still be some first-team fringe players involved, I'm sure, and that means it's a good chance for your squad to test themselves at that level again.
Yeah, and again, you know, we've had a really good week. You know, great win on Saturday against the top of the league. And, you know, you just want to keep it bubbling along nicely. Obviously, there will be, you know, the lads who didn't start the game on Saturday, they will come into the team. But, you know, I expect no difference. You know, we've got to keep our consistency up, and we've got to try and put pressure, you know, in the team, on the players with the current shirts, and try and get your shirt and keep it when you get the chance.
You've mentioned it. I'm just looking at Southport's record. 2012, as you mentioned, the last time they won the Liverpool Senior Cup. 2010, the last time they won the Lancashire... that was the Lancashire Junior Cup, in fact. The Lancashire Senior Cup was 1905. So, as you say, it'd be great to get that silverware back to Southport.
Yeah, and again, you know, the only disappointing side with the Liverpool Senior Cup is, you know, it should be played at a proper venue in the final. You know, the Lancashire Cup's played at Bolton's ground. My day when I was a player, they used to play at likes of Goodison and that, but now, unfortunately, it hasn't been the case. Last year it was Marine, and the year before was at Prescott. You know, you'd think the County FA should be able to try and pull a few strings and actually get it at one of the, like Anfield or Goodison, to make it even more special, especially for the non-league lads.
Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk. I'm speaking to the Southport manager, Liam Watson. You can get down to this game in the Liverpool Senior Cup at Hague Avenue tonight. So that will be a brilliant game to take in. Let's just touch on your league form briefly, because things have been going really well since Christmas, as we mentioned. That good 5-3 win against Chorley at the weekend. And you're not too far off the playoffs now.
No, we've got a game in hand which could take us within 4 points, but you know, you got to win it. But what I will say, you know, the second part of the season, we took 30 points out of 14 games. So if we get anywhere near 25 points out of the last 14 games, well, that would be enough to secure a playoff place. So that's got to be the aim for at the minute. Trying, as I said earlier, we desperately need to get some silverware. And, you know, what I will say, if we get to the summer, you know, the club will be in a much better place than what it was this time last year.
How pleased are you then with how you have kicked on, not just since the FA Cup run, but also since the start of the season? Because it was a tricky start.
It was a horrific start. And we've had to change the personnel. You know, there's lots of changes. Our recruitment in the summer was really poor. But like anyone will tell you, recruitment is set up 6 months beforehand. So, our recruitment was nil. And then the recruitment throughout the season has been very good. Obviously, we've had to use the under-23 market. So we've got 5 on loan. And we brought Morgan Thompson-Smith in as well from Prescott. So 6 players have made an impact. But what we've got to make sure this summer, our recruitment's much, much better.
And could the FA Cup money help in the long run?
I always look at the FA Cup in the simple fact that you don't budget for it. So when it does come in, hopefully it'll go to good use. It's not always on the playing side. You know, the stuff we need to put, the infrastructure of the football club. And I know the pitch is getting a new pitch laid in the summer. We've got a grant for that, where they laser level the ground, they'll laser level the pitch. So some of it will be offset going that way. So, you know, hopefully in the future we'll always have a nice pitch to remember the FA Cup run with.
Hopefully that is the case. Liam, good luck tonight, and thank you for your time this afternoon.
No problem, thanks.